episode 2441. If not now, when?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to light up your world? Oh, yes, it is time to focus on your lifestyle. What are you doing for your health? Are you living like you really should be? If not now, when? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, you have the opportunity to create your now when it comes to healthy living. Tomorrow is not promised and yesterday has passed. If not now, when? You got today. That's what matters. Or are you living in the someday? Someday I'll get around to it. Someday when my kids are gone. Someday when we have more money. Someday when I have a bigger house. Someday when I have a friend that will go with me to the gym. Someday. Someday. Does someday ever come? I don't think so. Because ultimately, though, what I think we're doing is we keep saying someday or we keep putting it off. It's like we're building this someday castle. And it is strong as anything. It is mighty. And it has these huge walls around it and a moat that you can't even cross. You'll drown because there's alligators in it. Now, I know that sounds a little bit far-fetched, but really? You have a dream for your life, but you're not willing to put the work in to get to that dream. And that comes and constitutes you taking care of yourself. If you're not around, how can your dream live? How can you be a living legacy? How can you impact the world that you touch? Yes, I'm calling you out on it because I'm calling myself out on it. I've been slacking over the summer. Not terribly, but enough that my body's like, whoa, this is not good for you. You got to make some changes and you got to make them now. You're not getting any younger and neither are you. Let me ask you this question. How much is your life worth? Now, I want you to place the monetary value to the side because I know you're thinking, well, maybe $2.5 million. No, I don't want you to think about money here. I want you to consider your lifestyle. If you keep living the way you are now, how long do you have to live as a healthy individual? Now, if you're not healthy, you may not have long to live. But I want you to look at it from a healthy perspective. And I know we've got, you know, skepticism out there and it's like, well, you can still be healthy and you still won't live as long. That's true. But what if we're focusing on the quality, not the quantity? I was talking to my mom and she was having a conversation with her neighbor. And so she told me the story and her neighbor decided that he was going to take his entire family. He has grown children now, grandchildren, and take them all to Florida for a 1 week vacation and pay for everything. Now, I don't think that was just like $200. That would have cost thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. It's a vacation. You're going and getting everything that you want to eat. And the grandchildren are old enough that guess what? I bet your grandpa's not going to say no very often. And as he continued to tell the story to my mom, he said this. He goes, I want to experience it with them and not leave it to them, meaning the money. Do you want to be a living legacy? Do you want to look at quality and not quantity? Let me ask you this question. What excuses are you living for? Are you putting off what needs to happen today? I mean, come on. We all live in our excuses. Oh, I'm going to wait till the kids grow up. Really? For me? You want to know my excuse? I have 5 children. When do you think I have time? Seriously. Now, was I really saying that to convince myself? Probably. And I bought into it for years upon years upon years. And so I struggled in my health. I didn't get sick very often, but I had other issues. And literally, we do not have enough time to go through it. It is a very long story. And I share bits and pieces with you. I love food, but my body hates it. It just does. What is good for the masses is not good for me. It doesn't work that way. I don't know why. I've talked to God about it. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay. And you probably heard me say that my husband told me one day out of the blue, he said, you know what? God just wants to make you pure. And if I got all this other stuff in me, except for exactly what he wants, and I don't need a lot of it, by the way, then I can't do what God has planned for me in my life. I can do what I want to do. And I know maybe biscuits and honey sounds great every single morning, and eating those sweet rolls and having that ice cream and that root beer float for me. Oh yeah, bring it on. Yes, I enjoy salads, but do I want to have and become a rabbit? Do I constantly want to eat them? Now, yes, I can have other things, but even then there's limitations because of just the way my body works. But that's for another episode. What are your excuses? What are you buying into? Because remember, whatever you're buying into, you're investing in. So are you investing in a couch, sitting on it all the time? Maybe you are investing in those bonbons. Do they still sell those, by the way? If you don't know what those are, they're those, you know, it's ice cream in a ball and it's covered in chocolate. And I think I've had the official brand name because it was called bonbons. I don't know how many decades ago. But now, I don't know, I don't look for them. But basically it was ice cream covered in chocolate and they were good. It was kind of like a donut hole, but it was frozen and it was just ice cream with chocolate. So, you know, that round little ball. It's awesome. It's easy, convenient, but you just can't eat one. For some reason, we just can't eat what we need to be eating. For some reason, we can't move like we need to move. For some reason, we stay up way too late all the time. Why are you living where you want to escape? That's a hard one. It's one that I've been challenging myself with. Are you accepting the sting of regret because you like the torn and tattered chair? You like the comfort. You like settling in. Why are you in agreement with what you can't do? I know you like hearing your voice and never disappointing yourself because, you know, failure comes too easy. But ultimately, what you are really doing is letting yourself down on who you are becoming. So why climb the mountain when you have a cave? Because a cave is only going to shelter you from where you are right now. But the climb up the mountain prepares your heart and prunes your actions, reflecting what is necessary to live a life designed by God. That's a climb worth investing in. You matter. But how does this really happen? How can you climb the mountain with kids screaming at you, running all night to various activities, ordering fast food for convenience, and building the lifestyle of your dreams? Well, you got to count down to aim. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Count down to aim. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this isn't just any countdown. It's your launching pad to everyday happiness that you choose because you have a choice. You get to choose. You don't need anybody's permission. You don't need my permission. Now, I get it. You may need some hand-holding once in a while, some encouragement, a little kick in the rear. But permission? No. You get to choose every day what kind of life you want to live. And most of us are letting everybody else choose how we are to live. So I'm just calling it like it is. And yeah, maybe living it the way everybody else is choosing to live their own lifestyles, maybe that is easier. But is easy really it? Is that really where you're going to win? Is that where you're going to find your success? Is that where you're going to live out your legacy while you're here on earth? Now, I know you're not going to do it right all the time. But as you practice and making those good decisions and you choose accordingly, the beatings lessen, meaning you're not beating yourself up. You're not comparing all the time. You're not falling into the trap of shame. You're not melting away. because you don't feel like you can live another day. You're just so tired. You have no energy. You're complaining. You're fussing. You're okay with that. Really? Is that really what you want? What we need to do takes discipline. I love Hebrews 12, verse 11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Train for life. Love your journey. It comes by discipline. Maybe you're one who says, I don't want to discipline myself. I have to do it to my kids. I have to do it to my dogs. Cats, good luck. But to myself? Believe it or not, that's part of living a healthy lifestyle. It's creating the discipline that you need in order to create your now, in order to have that lifestyle, in order to live the way that you want to live. Now, if you want to live on that torn, tethered chair, go right ahead. You probably have already stopped by now listening to me. But if you're still listening and you think that's what you want, that means there's something deeper down in you. It's just not my voice that's calling you. It's something else. What is it? Now, how do you count down to AIM? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And remember, AIM means action ignites motivation. Well, number one, you got to put yourself on your to-do list. You matter. If you're not on your calendar every day, then someone else will be. And I get it. I got 5 kids. And 4 of them still live with me. Okay, that's not true. 1 did recently move out. So now we're down to 3. But we've kind of brought in a couple animals. So we now have 3 dogs and 3 cats. So, you know, I lose some and I gain others. It's just a toss-up. But I'm here to tell you, it's a party every day in our household. And for me, not to put myself on my to-do list is so very easy. But that's an excuse. So stop living that way. Put yourself on your to-do list. Make time. Get up 10 minutes early. Do you know how much of a movement you can have, an intentional movement you can do in 10 minutes? You can do a Tabata and feel good and alive and awake. You don't have to sit there and feel like you have to walk for hours upon hours, even though I love that. But if that's not for you, you do what you need to do, what your body responds to. But in order to do that, you have to commit to you. Put yourself on your to-do list. Number 2, do it God's way. It's not easy, but it's the only way. Stop trying to make it all about you. God's got a bigger plan, a better plan. And when you're willing to do it together with Him, there are where the fireworks explode. It's awesome. Now, is it going to be easy and fun all the time? Are you going to get frustrated sometimes? Yes. It's called life. It's not perfect. But I promise you, when you're doing it God's way, you will have this undeniable joy that allows you to get through the times where you don't think you can. And finally, number 3, take aim. Action ignites motivation. This is where it's the one step, the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Psalm 90, verse 12 says this, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Are you willing to gain that heart of wisdom? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What decision do you need to make right now? Right now, at this second, is it you need to snack and get a healthy snack? Maybe you need to get up and walk and listen to the rest of this episode while you're moving. Maybe you need to go and look at your calendar and turn me off and actually write yourself on your calendar. What is it? Because your days are numbered. Let that be your prayer. Lord, teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom, that I understand where you want me to go, not where I want to go. I don't want to live in my indulgement. I don't want to sit here and say, oh, this is where I want to be for the rest of my life, eating bonbons on a couch. Now you know what bonbons are. You can eat bonbons on a couch. You are only one decision away from being who you are becoming. Think about that. That's powerful. You are only one decision away from being who you are becoming. I know, because I fall off the wagon too. But I also know what it's like to get back up. I also know what it's like to feel that energy that I haven't felt in months. I also know what it's like to sleep all through the night and get a good, solid rest that I haven't had for months upon months upon months. No, it's not easy, but you are worth it. So it's time to prepare your minds for action. Be completely in spirit, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually, and morally alert. Fix your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. You see, here it's talking about in 1 Peter 1, verse 13. You've got to prepare your mind for what? Action. Take aim. It's countdown to aim. Action ignites motivation. It's discipline. It's showing up. It's showing up for you. So give yourself grace by taking all your mistakes. I know there's a lot of them because I have tens of thousands. Okay, a lot more than that, but we'll just go with that number. It makes me feel a little bit better. But give yourself grace by taking all your mistakes and let them serve a purpose instead of serving shame. You don't have to be right, but you need to do. Leave the asking of, do I want to? Do I want to have a healthy snack? Do I want to go out and run today? Do I really want to take my shower and then get out, go for a walk, and then come back and do a workout? Do I really want to? Leave that asking behind and count down to aim. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.